Welcome to City Harvest Sermon Podcast. Coming up is a word from Pastor Bobby Chow.
Well, today I want to share with you from a passage in Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. It says here, "And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith." Now, this is a prayer that many of us would pray very often, especially when we are going through deep darkness or very difficult situations. We would pray and cry out to the Lord, "Lord, increase my faith to keep believing. I have so many weaknesses, so many setbacks and failures. I can't see light at the end of the tunnel. Will my family situation ever turn around? Will all these bad habits ever go away? Will I ever find healing for my sickness and depression? Will 2022 really be the best year for my life? Lord, please increase my faith." Now, why did the disciples ask the Lord to increase their faith right in the middle of their journey and their ministry with Jesus? Well, because church, faith is critical in our walk with God. Faith is critical in our walk with God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Amplified Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him." Can you see that? To walk with God, to please Him, to come near to Him, you must have faith. In other words, without faith, you cannot have intimacy with God. You see, today, people often think about faith as a spiritual concept, an allegiance or a belief in a being. Some Christians even use faith as a tool or formula to get things from the Lord. However, as you study the New Testament, you find that the word faith in Greek is pistis. It means trust in someone or something. And trust is that foundation for any relationship. Trust is the foundation for any relationship. Whether it's friendship or marital relationship, all bonds are built on trust. Without it, you have nothing. So faith or trust is that glue that binds our relationship with God. John chapter 1, verse 12 tells us, "Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." Notice, to receive Jesus, to give Him access into your life, to be intimately connected with Him, you must believe. To believe, to trust, you got to have faith in His name. To those who believe Him, to those who trust in His name. Now, in the Bible, when you talk about a name, it is more than just a title of a person. A name describes the person's nature, the person's character and work. It tells us who he is, what he has done, and what he's still doing. So to believe in His name means to trust Jesus for who He is, for what He has done, and all that He's still doing in 2022. So much so that you fully commit, you fully dedicate your life to walk with Him every single day. Just like in a marriage, when a husband and wife, they are fully committed to each other till death do us part. you find that the great Charles Blondin, he was a tightrope walker. His greatest stunt was to walk on the tightrope while pushing a wheelbarrow across the raging Niagara Falls. Now, before he began his wheelbarrow stunt, when he asked the crowd if they believed that he could do this, the crowd responded in unison and said, "Yes!" Now, after the stunt, he asked them if anyone would sit in the wheelbarrow while he walked on the tightrope, and nobody said a word. You know what, friends? Faith in God is not just shouting to Jesus, "Yes!" It is getting into the wheelbarrow and trusting Him absolutely and completely to carry you on the tightrope of life. Church, if you want to walk intimately with Jesus in 2022, you must have faith. In fact, faith is a believer's life. It is a believer's way of life. Just look at Romans 1:17. In the Berean Study Bible, it says, "For the gospel reveals the righteousness of God that comes by faith from start to finish. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." How long? From start to finish. Your entire life, from start to finish, is to live by faith. No wonder back in Luke 17, in their journey, the disciples would cry out to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And Jesus immediately responded in the next verse. In verse 6, Luke 17, Jesus said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Now notice, Jesus did not accede to the disciples' request directly. They wanted more faith. But Jesus said, "A mustard seed faith is enough to do the impossible." Now, how big is a mustard seed? Very tiny, very tiny. Now, sometimes you can find the size of a mustard seed when you put your finger in the nostrils, and then it come out, yeah. Now, very often, like the disciples, we feel that our faith is not sufficient, and we need more faith. But instead of focusing on the size of our faith, Jesus is saying, focus on the power of that mustard seed faith, even if it's very small. The key is not how big a faith you possess, but what you do with the little that you have. You see, some Christian says that I have no faith. That statement is not true. Look at Romans 12 verse 3. It says, "God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." God has already given to each one a measure of faith. See, while the degree may differ, but every Christian has faith. Can you say together with me, "I have faith"? That's true. Amen to that. You see, the fact that the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith tells us that they already had some faith. They just wanted more. But Jesus is saying, if you can do something with the little, that mustard seed faith, if you can activate it, if you can do something with it, you can do the impossible. Can we all say together, "I must activate it"? You see, church, perhaps you're already feeling deflated right from the start of the new year. Your business is not doing well. the problems at homes remains unresolved, and your health is not improving. You feel as if your faith has diminished and you're hanging on by a thread. Now, friends, a mustard seed faith is enough. It's enough for God to do the impossible. What you need to do is activate that mustard seed faith. Do something with it. The healing will come. The deliverance will come. The breakthrough will come. Give the Lord a big hand clap if you believe that. Hallelujah. Oh, those at home, give God a great shout. So the key is activate. Can we say this word again? Say it together with me. Activate. So how do you activate your mustard seed? Four things I want to share with you. Number one, meditate on God's word. Meditate on God's word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we know if we can trust God? Who is God? Is He alive? What is He doing? What is His will for my life and my family? What is His vision for my health and my well-being? You know what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, God has revealed Himself to us through His word, the Bible. The Bible tells us who He is, what He has promised, and what He's doing today. And you know what? God is faithful. What He has promised, He will also be able to perform it. You see, before I became a Christian, I had a lot of insecurities and fears. I remember when I was in primary school, my mom had to stand outside the classroom window every day so that I could see her. Now, if she disappeared for a minute, I would start crying and wailing in the classroom. And this went on for many days because I was terrified. And in school, I was never a class monitor or a team leader. I would try to do my best to avoid all the leadership role. In Hokkien, it is called Siama. Now, my thinking was like this, that I am not made for leadership. This is who I am. I just want to mind my own business, stay out of trouble, and live life peacefully. I was thinking like that, not because of humility, but because of fear. I was terrified of failure and responsibilities. Even when I came to church at 16 years old, I was behaving like that. But as I study the Word, read the Bible, meditate on Scriptures, my thoughts started to change. One of my favorite verses was Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, where God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know what? Every day, I start meditating on this scripture. Speak to myself on this scripture. Think about it. I started thinking to myself, yes, I can be courageous because God is with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know what? Just by meditating on this scripture and allowing God's word to cleanse my thoughts, I felt the grip of insecurities and fears started to loosen. And I found the courage to step out in the class to share Jesus with my classmates. And you know what? One of them was Pastor Kim Hawk, who came to church, accepted Christ, and now still serving in the church. Eventually, I became a cell group leader, then a full-time staff, now a pastor. Church, the key is this. It's not how small, how tiny your faith is. The key is activating it. Activating it. Activate your faith. Let your mustard seed grow. Start by meditating on the Word of God. Amen. It could be reading the Bible. It could be listening to a sermon or memorizing scriptures. Whatever it is, you need to let God's Word saturate your thoughts. And as you do so, Romans 12, verse 2 will happen. You will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Won't you give the Lord a big hand clap? Activate your faith, church. Number two, how to activate that mustard seed? Confess God's Word. Confess God's Word. Romans 10, verse 10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now notice two activities over here. Number one, believe with your heart. But then number two, confess with your mouth. Now, most of my prayer time is spent confessing and praying the Word of God. Because this was how Jesus prayed. Take, for example, the Lord's Prayer, which we recited earlier. Do you know that all the phrases and statements that Jesus made in that prayer were actually promises and scriptural revelations found in the Old Testament? Our Father in heaven was taken from Isaiah 63, 64. Hallowed be your name was taken from Leviticus 10, Leviticus 22, Psalm 72, Psalms 111. Your kingdom come is from Daniel 2, Daniel chapter 7. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven is from Ezra chapter 7, Psalms 103 and Daniel chapter 4. Give us this day our daily bread is from Psalms 34, Proverbs 30. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors is from Deuteronomy chapter 15, Psalms 32. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one is from Psalms 27, Psalms 121. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 1 Chronicles 29, Daniel chapter 7. What was Jesus doing? His entire prayer was scripture. His entire prayer was from the Word of God. He was confessing God's Word in his prayer. Confessing the Word. Recently, I started a prayer project for the Chinese service congregation. Every day, I will record a personal prayer on WhatsApp and send to the members in the Chinese church. Now, I started this about 6 weeks ago, sometime in mid-November. And to date, I have sent out 522 personal prayers, name by name, to all the members. Now, you ask me, what do you pray, Pastor? Well, you know what? I will take a passage of Scripture and pray the promises of God over the members. Some days, I'll pray Psalms 23. Other times, I'll pray Psalms 27. Sometimes, Psalms 91. This morning, I woke up, I was praying Psalms 23. One day, I was praying Psalms 27 for a sister. Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, what I didn't know was that the sister was recently harassed by her tenant's boyfriend outside her house. And the experience traumatized her. As a result, she often had anxiety attacks, struggled with restless nights, and would be awakened at the slightest noise. Her cell group leader had been interceding and praying for her, but the night terror persisted. Now that day, when she received the prayer recording and the declaration of Psalm 27, she said she felt a power coming upon her and the bondage of fear was broken. She was completely delivered and started to sleep through the night from that day on. Oh, won't you give the Lord praise? Why am I telling you this? Because, church, I want you to know there is power in believing and confessing the Word of God. If it is good for Jesus, it is good for us. There is power in speaking and praying the Scriptures. Activate your mustard seed faith by praying Scriptures. Confess the Word. Amen? Number three. Third thing you can do to activate your faith is to receive a vision from the Holy Spirit. Receive a vision. Consider the father of faith, Abraham. You see, before he received a clear vision from God, Abraham was a nobody. But at age 75, the Lord spoke to Abraham. The Lord said to him, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you." So God was showing him a vision, a clear vision. And with that clear vision and that directive from God, Abraham's faith journey was activated. Something changed that was not there in the 75 years previously. But then that day, his faith was activated and he went on to become our father of faith. Church, the Holy Spirit is still speaking today. He's still giving dreams and visions in 2022. You got to ask and pray, receive a vision from the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 gave us a promise. It says that it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Oh, turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I think he's talking about you now. All flesh, right? The Holy Spirit will be poured on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. You will have dreams and visions because the Holy Spirit is upon you. Without a clear vision from the Holy Spirit to show us the way that we should walk, the work that we must do, you find that our faith is like a dormant volcano, buried with unrealized power and potential. Maybe due to this COVID-19 disruptions, many of us, you're feeling really lost and helpless because your plans have been delayed. Problems kept piling up and you have no answer to any of these challenges. But this morning, right on the first weekend of 2022, I want to remind you and declare to you that the Holy Spirit is still working in your life. He is here. That the Holy Spirit is still speaking. He's still giving dreams and visions, guiding you. If only you can pray and cry out to Him, "Give me a vision. Show me your way. Show me the work that I must do." Allow Him to speak to you. Because vision makes the impossible possible. A clear vision makes the impossible possible. In December 2018, Cindy and I we were on holiday in London. Now we visited John Wesley's house and museum. Now, one of the rooms was a library of books which Wesley had read. Now, on the shelf, there was a quote which said, "John Wesley told young ministers to read or to get out of ministry." Can you imagine? Me and Cindy, we are both in ministry. When we read that, wow. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to Cindy and gave her a vision to set aside time to start to read. Now, the vision changed her habits and lifestyle. Do you know the last 3 years, she has read 83 books. Now, this was more than all the books that she had read in the previous 10 years combined. And she was not reading to study for an exam. What happened? What was the turning point? A clear vision. Before the experience, did Cindy think about reading? Yes, she loved to read. But due to the busyness of life, busyness of ministry and parenting, she found it hard to make time to read. But yet, at the museum, when the Holy Spirit gave her a clear vision, shall we all shout together, vision? Her faith was activated. And there was a sense of it can be done. I can do this. And something which was impossible in the previous 10 years became possible. Because of a clear vision. You need a vision. Church, you need a vision. Won't you help me? Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you need a vision. A clear vision activates your faith and makes the impossible possible. Number four, how to activate your mustard seed. Get started. Get started. Now, recently, at the THN virtual conference, Sun prophesied that God is doing something new in our church. Revival is coming. So get ready, on your mark, get set, go. On your mark, get set, go. Can we all say together, go? Important, because many people, their entire life was on your mark, get set. On your mark, get set. On your mark, get set. And never go. Get started. Take action. Because action is absolutely necessary, essential. James chapter 2 verse 17 says, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Simply puts it, faith without actions is useless. You must get started. A tiny mustard seed faith plus actions will bring forth great results. See, during the THN conference, we have a night of worship encounter, all in Chinese, Chinese worship encounter night. Now, our Chinese service members, Elvin and Alyssa, also led in praise and worship for that session. Now, the whole hour was so anointed and powerful. My wife, Cindy, was watching at home and she kept crying and crying. One of our Chinese pastoral staff, Tai Jian, was crying on her knees while worshiping God from home. But for Elvin and Alyssa, it was initially a very terrifying experience. Terrifying. They had never led a live worship to an audience comprising of 54 churches in 13 countries and regions. Now, when Elvin first got the song arrangement, he literally had cold feet. He texts his pastor immediately and say, 我看到脚心都流冷汗. Now, there were so many parts to the song arrangement. There were, you have the melody, the tenor, the bass, the high, the low. He said, even with 3 days of leave to practice memorizing day and night, I wouldn't even able to memorize it. His wife, Alyssa, who was not vocally or technically strong, was so overwhelmed that she started crying. However, both of them, Elvin and Alyssa, told the Lord, he said, Jesus, we do what we can, We do what we can. But what we cannot do, you help us. Can we all say together, I will do what I can? Important, take action. What were they doing? They were activating that mustard seed faith. And as they did so, faith plus action, they moved mountains and they ushered in the presence of God into that session. Oh, won't you give the Lord praise? Amen. Church, a mustard seed faith is enough for God. A mustard seed faith can do the impossible. Later, I asked Alvin and Elisa. I asked them, how was the experience? Now, they said that in that process of believing and practicing faith, they encountered the Lord. Elisa said this, that as I was singing on the stage, I could sense Jesus standing right in front of me. I can sense that He is enabling me. I forgot all my fear and all my anxiety. I felt His power that is beyond my own human ability, helping me all throughout. You know what? She had an encounter with Jesus. Hey, church, isn't this God's goal right from the start? An intimacy with Him? Because without faith, without trust, you cannot walk with Him. You cannot please Him. You cannot come near to Him. The reason why we meditate on God's Word, we confess His promises, we pray for vision from the Holy Spirit, we step out in faith to do something, is not just because we want to get something from God. No, neither is it just to make God bless me, bless me, bless me. No. The reason why I meditate, I confess, I visualize, I practice doing the Word of God, because I want to have an encounter with Jesus. I want to encounter Jesus to the fullest. I want to experience Him as my King, as my Shepherd, as my Deliverer, my Healer, my Provider. I want to please Him and walk with Him every single day of my life. And I know that as I do so, as I practice faith, trusting God, no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. It is about relationship. Can we all say together, relationship? Faith is the foundation for our relationship with God. Without it, you cannot walk with the Lord. Earlier, I shared with you that I started recording prayers for the Chinese service members. Now, how did it start? Let me share with you. Now, it started because there was one day, earlier last year, 2021, I was meditating on Luke 22. It was in a passage where Jesus told Simon Peter, He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you to sieve you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. I was what? Meditating on God's Word. And as I was meditating, I was thinking, if Jesus prayed for His disciples by name, He did not just pray, I'm praying for the 12 disciples. He said, Simon, Simon. He called out Simon's name. If Jesus prayed for His disciples individually by name, then I should do the same. So, I got this vision to pray for the members name by name, that their faith should not fail. So each day, after my quiet time, I would take half an hour to do this. I would confess God's promises over their lives. This morning I woke up, I did the same. Confess God's promises over their lives. I started in mid-November. After I did it for a few weeks, one day, I told the Lord, I said, Jesus, are you bored with me? Because every day I come to you with the same scriptures, which you already know. It's from you. I'm telling you what you told me. But I do so, but I told the Lord, I do so because I believe, I really believe in your promises. I really believe that what you said, you will also do it. And I know that you hear my prayers. But Jesus, I'm not so fanciful with my words. I pray scriptures. So I told the Lord, "Hey, are you tired of me? Are you tired of my prayers?" Now one day, the Lord spoke to me. And He said this. He said, "The reason I put this vision in your heart to pray is because I want to see your face here at the table. I want to hear your voice here at the table." Every morning, I pray at my dining table. I have a chair. I sit there and I pray. And the Lord say, "The reason why I give you this vision is so that you sit here. Because I want to hear you, son. I want to hear your voice. I want to see your face." Oh, I started crying that day. And from that moment, every day, I look forward to sit in that chair. Because each time I close my eyes, I can see, I can sense His face. I can sense that I'm before the face of God. I found intimacy. I found encounter by practicing a life of faith. That's the reason why I kept meditating, confessing, visualizing, stepping out in faith, because I want to have an encounter with Jesus. Church, this year, won't you decide to activate your faith? The question is not how much faith you possess, but what do you do with the little that you have? Four things you can do. Number one, meditate on God's word. Number two, confess God's word. Number three, get a clear vision. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him for a clear vision. Number four, get started. And I believe that 2022, City Harvest, I have a vision for our church, for all of us, for your life. That 2022 will be a year of encounters with our true and living God. You will find Him. You will meet Him. God is with us. Amen. Shall we all stand to our feet? Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. How many of you can sense God's presence? He's with us. Those online, don't be in a hurry. We're going to take some time to worship the Lord. This is the first weekend of a new year. But as we come before the Lord, I want you to practice your faith. Practice faith. Meditate. What is that favorite scripture that God has given to you? That maybe because of setbacks and failure, you have put them aside. This morning, pick it up. Pick up that verse, that scripture. Meditate on it. Think about it. Speak it. Confess it. Many times when we go through difficult situations, hard times, we are at a loss of words because terrible situation comes. The reason why all this, the objective of the evil one is to rob you of your words, that you have a loss of words. But if this morning you can speak again, then my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Speak again. Speak again that I will be strong. I will be courageous because the Lord my God is with me. Speak again. Confess. Get a vision from the Holy Spirit. How many of you want to reach out to the Lord? this morning. Won't you lift your hands to Him wherever you are, those at home? Won't you just pray for a moment in the Spirit? Just pray in tongues like the early disciples, 120 of them in the upper room. When they begin to pray, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Dreams and visions were deposited into their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our ears. Open our hearts. Something good will happen this year because the mustard seed faith is activated. All you need is a mustard seed faith. Start declaring, start praying God's promises over your family. There are so many promises. Promises like Acts chapter 16 says, believe in the Lord Jesus, me and my household shall be saved. Won't you speak it over your family? Won't you pray before the Lord? That me and my household shall be saved. My parents will come to church. My children will come back from their backsliding. Me and my household shall be saved. There are scriptures like Malachi chapter 4. It says, God will turn the hearts of the parents to the children, the hearts of the children to the parents. The relationship at home will be restored. You must believe. If you can believe, you can speak it. If you can visualize, start having a new picture of you hugging your children and your children hugging you. There'll be reconciliation. There'll be restoration. Because God is able to turn the hearts of the children to the parents. He can turn the hearts of the parents to the children. With God, all things are possible. Have a new vision for yourself. In 3 John verse 2, it says, I will prosper, that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper. Start having a vision of the deaths in your life will be cancelled, because you will prosper in all things. The mountain of financial situation can be removed. You will be in health. Sickness must go in the mighty name of Jesus. You will get stronger and stronger each day. Your soul will prosper. Have a vision. Have a vision of you being happy. Yes, some of us, you may have darkness in your soul that weighs you down every morning. But if you can activate, that mustard seed faith, begin to see yourself rejoicing, dancing, you will sing again. Some of you, you have not been singing for a long time. You will sing again. You will dance again. You will rejoice again. Have a new vision. Allow the Word of God to germinate. Allow that mustard seed to grow in your hearts. Because with God, all things are possible. Oh, would you lift your hands and talk to the Lord? Shigiri ala gala gala bahadiri ala gala 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 bahai. Sotorobo. Give the Lord praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Those at home, won't you give God a great shout? God is with us. This morning, maybe some of us are sick in your body. As a church family, we want to stand together in faith with you. When two or three can gather, we can agree on anything on earth, it can be done for us according to His will and God's will. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, if you believe, those who believe in my name, when they lay hands on the sick shall recover. If you are sick in your body, I want you to lay hands on yourself. Maybe you have a cancer, have a tumor, lay hands on yourself. Some of you have backache, lay hands on your back. Some of you have leg injury, lay hands on your leg. So if someone have a hole in the heart, I want you to lay hands on your chest. No matter what kind of sickness or disease, His name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. This year, 2022, let's encounter our healer. Let's encounter Jesus, our healer, that with Him all things are possible. Won't you just release your prayer language right now? Just 30 seconds. Those at home, join us in prayer. Wherever you are, just lay hands. If you're sick in your body, cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Heart disease, be healed. Every kidney problem, liver problem, be healed in Jesus' name. Someone have eczema that you have been fighting over the last few weeks, receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Every eye problem, be healed in Jesus' name. Every pain in the body, arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, we bind every sickness, we bind every disease, we bind every pain in the body. Go in Jesus' mighty name.
pray for those who are fighting that depression, that spirit of heaviness that's weighing their hearts down, even in the first weekend of a new year. You are in sorrow, you're in grief, but in the name of Jesus, be healed. Receive the presence of the Holy Spirit, because in His presence there is fullness of joy. In His presence there is peace. In His presence there is freedom. We bind every spirit of darkness. We come against every oppression, every depression. We come against every principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in the heavenly places that's weighing God's people down. We bind you. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. The Lord, those at home, just lift your hands to the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to come, waves upon waves of His presence, vision, dreams. He's speaking to you, son. He's dropping words into your heart. Listen, open your ears and listen, because one word from heaven, one vision, one clear vision can change your life. Lord, we are hungry. We are hungry for an encounter. We are hungry for intimacy with You. So we believe. So we walk in faith. Because we want You, Lord. We want to trust You. We want to get into the wheelbarrow and allow You to carry us on this tightrope of life. Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your presence with us. Thank You for Your word. I pray for City Harvest Church, that in 2022, truly, we will encounter You as the true and living God, that God is with us. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your presence, Lord. And we give You all the glory and all our praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all God's people say, amen. Won't you give the Lord praise, church? Those at home, clap your hands. Oh, give Him the loudest clap of the new year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed by the message. If you have a testimony to share, write to us at connect@chc.org.sg.